Blog Talk Radio.
Big ups Local IQ for featuring Rips and Raps in their latest edition. Check out Albuquerque's intelligent alternative, The Local IQ, Volume 8, Issue 21, October 10th through the 23rd of 2013. Big ups to Keem Bellamy on the article. It's called They Might Rap or They Might Let It Rip. Hey guys, I'd like to propose a toast. If I could get some glasses down for you, I'm going to get you some something for Bless there, something for Dambo, something for me. Guys, I want to propose a toast to us and Rips and Raps. That's right. Cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
All right.
Damn. Yeah, that's right. Get up and get this with me, guys. Have a look. Isn't that good?
Damn. What is that?
Tasty?
Is that scotch?
You know what? It is, actually. You know what? Weird. Fuck it. Let's break our glasses. Fuck this shit, man.
Fuck
bullshit.
It. We don't need them anyway.
Starting the fucking show.
Mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Nice.
Five. Hi guys. What up?
What up?
Yo.
What up? Oh shit! In the beginning, there was a lot of rappers that were 6 degrees separated. What up, guys and girls? We got episode 66 of Rips and Raps in your ear right now. Welcome back to the program. I'm your host Nick Furious. It's Wednesday, and we're glad you're here. I got some amazing guests with me on the show tonight. I got old school alum right here, 6 degrees, good friend of mine, and producer, writer, rapper, whatever, man. We got Bless Infinite. That's right.
What up?
Representing the tubers and beyond.
You've got entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur. He really is kind of a hustler of the streets. Good to have you, man, after a long time. I'm glad you're on the show, brother.
Words. Good to be here.
That's good. We got your beats tonight. You are the featured producer on this episode of Rips and Raps, as well as, of course, you're going to freestyle with me over your beats. And we're going to play some of your songs, and we got a great amount of stuff tonight. I'm really excited about what we can do with the matchup. So thanks for lending a hand. Also tonight on the show, that's right, folks. You've heard his name. He's here tonight. It's Dambo. Everybody, Dambo Price in the house.
What up, y'all? What up? What's going on, listeners? How y'all doing?
You're a long-time listener, aren't you, Dambo?
Yeah, I started listening what was it, episode 48?
I think it was 47, but I don't really have a clue at all. So
I'm not keeping track or nothing.
66 tonight, everybody. The Mark of the Beast, minus the 6.
Add another, yeah.
This guy's got his midnight t-shirt on, and it's not quite midnight.
Nah.
But Dan's here. He's a friend. He's a supporter of BNN and the crew. We love him. He's a friend of ours. And he's going to talk to you a little bit later about what you can do to keep your intake valves on your vehicle clean at all times. So when you're on the road, safety's always first.
Nick, what? Hold on. Do you even know what an intake valve is?
I thought that's what you named your anus.
Well, coming from you, that wouldn't surprise me, but come
on
now.
Who? Wait, hold on.
That's the exhaust side on me, dude. Sorry, man.
That is just disgusting, and I'm so glad we had this conversation. Thank you. If you're a new listener, this is Rips and Raps. If you're an old listener, this is Rips and Raps. I come to you every week. Rips and Raps.
Hey,
I forget my
own.
Hold on.
What's the name of the shit?
I think it's Rips and Raps.
Word.
At Podomatic.com every week. You can check it out. Ripsandraps.podomatic.com. Or, of course, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/theliterary underground and get up with Project U. So we're blessed to have Bless in the studio tonight. So I got we got a minute or so before the freestyling begins, the show sort of takes birth. What do you guys have to say? How was the day? One word.
Irie.
Nice.
Interesting.
Okay.
That was kind of a cop out.
It really was, though. Like, I had all kinds of random stuff happen today, and then they're like, hey, guess what? You're transferring back to the other shop.
I just played.
Yeah,
I think he's just messing with you, but today was it was a really interestingly Irie day for all of us, I think.
Yeah.
Episode 66, brought to you in part by Wilford Brimley, the oldest man to sell you insurance and oatmeal. If you like oatmeal, check out wilfordbrimley.com. a whole, it's a list of things, a litany of Wilford Brimley type shit. Oh yeah, BNN's got some stuff coming up this weekend. Come out to Ned's on San Mateo. We're going to be chilling there Saturday night with Just Lazarus and Double Plow. But for now, welcome into the show. It's the Rips and Raps, episode 66. That's right, the mark of the beast, the devil incisor. I'm in your mouth. Come on, everybody, understand wise. We got a wise man, blessed infinite. He be the producer. All these beats you hearing are him. And he's here in person to break it down like a hymn. Yeah, don't stick your head in the sand, but tell him why we here to get in.
Get in. From the degrees of the six. Yo, Nick quit cause he had a disease in his dick. Yo, he had to check the doc. And we rockin' on the spot. That was a joke, I just fucked up. I smoke way too much pot. I roll up in here. Yo, we pass the steamroller. Y'all cats is doing crack. You don't even need Doja. Stay sober, rollin' on the streets and get pulled over. And fuckin' with the goose, eat a four-leaf clover. Like,
pardon me, officer, but you know, I don't really understand why you pulled me over. I was just getting my dick sucked by this little leprechaun with a four-leaf clover. Yeah, he looked a little bit like John Leguizamo from Spawn. It's fucked up when I'm on, but I'm off again beyond like the off it out. We got my man Dambo in the house and getting on it too. He gonna tell you how to live your life vehicularly. Don't ever commit homicide when you're testicularly, like a cancerous cell. Rips and Raps the show, up in your dome, yo. It's the hippopotamus of the epidermis. We get squirmous, we got blessed infinite. Yo, we a tubery growing in the ground. So tell them why you came back
from underground. Now I came back to bless the beat. I used to live up between 4th, I think 2nd Street. Now I rock on the MIC, a fucking record beat. Yo, I kick with Nick Fury, band with no epic beat. Yo, we gonna do it deep and straight up on the flow. And all we gotta say, we got mad soul. We take it back to basics, like sweatshirts and H6. We make tracks that make breaks, live on bass shit. Yo, fucking up the flow. We got Nick Fury and Bless Infinite up in the studio.
Oh, and Dambo.
Shit about some cars.
Yeah, I think we should, no. Wait, should we?
No.
You're listening to the only show on the podcast nation that's got an alien eye dialectic. I take it back like diatribe and a different tribe, African. I'm a colonized bee, paprika in my pancake sandwiches. Punch you in the face, motherfuckers understand what this sandwich is. Make it out of something like meat, but it's a mystery. I come to your lunch lady and try to find a mystery. The odyssey of life is eating at a lunch bucket circumcision. Understand what's coming up with your prism. Idealism is the part of life that you see in through. That's why we do this on the show. What you gonna do?
Uh-oh, we never copy flows. We got extra sauce for your sloppy joes.
Yeah.
Yo, you can see it in the lunchroom. You can get with fucking cum load and punch too. Yo, I didn't say that. That was Nick.
Hey, yo, what up? It's King Shark. Shout out to Rips and Raps Radio, because you already know it's a rap when I rip it. Your dick!
Your dick! Okay, now this is your beat right here. So, Bless Infinite, I want you to set off this wonderful track. Javi Diva, One Love.
Alright.
Let me
wait
till
she stops singing, though. Is that cool?
Of course.
Yeah.
I think you probably should wait. You know what I mean, though. Why don't we let her...
Hip-hop music, universal soul. Ride around the globe just to do a perfect show. Elbow to chop, now we straight getting blow. With my man on the block, and you know we got soul. Ain't about the dough, it's about the heart. We've been ripping it tight, wait from the start. A better addict when we rock with Aki the best. And now we rocking and we getting it. Talk from the flesh, but
on this episode, we dedicated out to Steve Nance. We're gonna have a show for him, so come out and jam with us. Blackbird Buffet. It's on Wednesday, if you're in Albuquerque area, come out and celebrate the greatest man alive. No, but seriously, I got so much loyalty and love. Come to Blackbird and give it up to Aki One Love. Just then, crush, then, smash, then, smash, yo, Aki.
Okay. No,
enough. Yo, we gotta get enough. Yo, the kids have enough. Yo, we gotta get enough. He in the car, keep it real rock. He in the car, keep it real rock. He in the car, keep it real rock. Of Puff Daddy's mouth.
Speaking of dicks and Puff Daddy sucking dicks, it's been verified from industry cats. I'm not dropping names, but
dude,
this is 100% true.
This
Puff Daddy sucks dicks. Tons of it.
Straight up.
I swear.
You wrote this story recently on this program.
No.
High five on that.
I know a dude that was, I know, like,
we, I thought we broke the story, but maybe we didn't, but it's true. It's verified.
It's verified. You know?
Straight cock sucker. I love it.
Yeah, you suck a lot of dicks. Macaulay Culkin sucks a lot of dicks, too. Gay rappers, I'd expose them all, but it's not.
Yo, tonight's feature producer is Bless Infinite. Tuber's Music. Yo, I'm gonna let him set this one off as it's his beat, and he's my guest tonight. So tell him what's up, Bless.
Yo, check it.
What's up?
I said I wanna rock right now. Ain't no other motivation except how I drop my style. I do it for the kinfolk, the yellow and the child. Yo, I keep it fucking mellow with a hella and a smile. On the dice and I'm flowing on the mic and I ain't going to Walmart and paying for their price. That's right, you can't fuck with my rap and I'm gonna bring it back kinda like the government crash. Where you at?
Where you at? Like the government crash and it fell to the ground like that. Oh, it was all constructed, all orchestrated so that we would be busted. You take our money and you build it back up like a Bernie Madoff Ponzi scheme. This just seems like a bad dream, but the reality is one day it's all gonna fall to bits and pieces. Nothing will be left for us to get at. We gonna be smashing each other like the Walking Dead. Zombified aspects of our old selves came forth when the fall came, cause people could never find food so they couldn't forage, and they were in the forest trying to get up with this porridge, trying to eat something just to stick to their guns, but they ain't got nothing no more. So I'll become a zombie is what I'm trying to say, but I digress, and we got progress with a mind's best. If yo, Bless, tell them what's up, yo, tell them what's up, man.
You're not beat up. Give life to the funk when your license is up. Give life to the funk when your license is up. Give life to the funk when your license is up. Yo, say it with me, Nick. Check it, yo. Give life to the funk when your license is up.
Give life to the funk when your license is up.
Give life to the funk when your license is up.
Give life to the funk.
Yo, check it. When your license is up and your soul ain't down, Mary Jane always be reversing a frown. Looking like a clown with a painted face, but you taking all the time and you don't got to waste. I'ma do it like this on the treble in the bass, and I try to figure out a rebel. I escape to the top of the right, hitting up the wrong party, and I'm motherfucking high like I was Bob Marley.
There's 5 billion bits, 5 billion bits of information in our encyclopedia of life, in the nucleus of every one of our cells. Think of it. In every one of the 100 trillion cells in your body is the contents of a complete library of instructions on how to make every part of you. Those cells are smart.
Speaking of smart cells, we got a song from my boy right here, Bless Infinite, in the studio. It's called Toss the Towel. You're listening to episode 66 of Riffs and Raps. Peep out a Bless Infinite original, baby. Yeah!
Everybody got a story to tell. The only problem is most boring as hell. Like the great gay adventures of Corey and Mel. I'd rather sniff glue and drink 40s of gel. I'm glad you write raps and record them as well, but couldn't catch a break with a board and a sail. Honestly, I think I pinned the horse on the nail, cause you couldn't make it crack with a torch and a rail. Don't make a pair of wax wings and plot in the sun. Don't be a jack of all trades and a master in none. Never shit where you eat in a spot where you live, in a glass house steady throwing rocks to the crib. Don't make a pair of wax wings and plot in the sun. Don't be a jack of all trades and a master in none. Never shit where you eat in a spot where you live, in a glass house steady throwing rocks to the crib.
really don't. I ain't no thing but a chicken wing, and I'm about to take everything but the kitchen sink. Looking for a boat, look the booze and a crazy lady. You bring the dough, ho, I got the baby gravy. No Slim Shady baby, skin about as white as him. Shut your pretty little mouth, sniff another Vicodin. Looking in the mirror like, what the hell you rhyming for? I can really give a fuck, that's why your vagina will make a pair of wax wings and fly to the sun. Don't be a jack of all trades and a master with none. Never shit where you eat, in a spot where you live. In a glass house, steady throwing rocks to the crib. Don't make a pair of wax wings and fly to the sun. To be a jack of all trades and a master with none. Never shit where you eat, in a spot where you live. In a glass house, steady throwing rocks to the crib. Cause you always feel my shit like a ruler in your ass. And you couldn't keep it cold with a cooler in a glass. I ghost ride the whip with the tubers in the dash. And your lady always love it when I do it from the back. Elevate the movement of reunion in the craft. And celebrate improvement as you prove it in your rap. Delegate conclusion is the blueprint of the rap. And I'll tell them straight to do this till the music fade to black. Don't make a pair of wax wings and fly to the sun. Don't be a jack of all trades and a master with none. Never shit where you eat. Spot where you live, in a glass house, steady throwing rocks at your crib. Don't make a pair of wax wings and fly to the sun. Don't be a jack of all trades and a master in none. Never shit where you eat, in a spot where you live, in a glass house, steady throwing rocks at your crib.
Here are some more people with missing chromosomes who ought to be thrown screaming from a helicopter. Gun enthusiasts, you know? Oh, yeah, I'm a gun enthusiast. Oh, yeah, well, I'm a blowjob enthusiast. You want to see me shoot? Cock this, and I'll discharge a load for you. And I'm not against guns. I'm not one of those mindless Hollywood cocksuckers. I'm not against guns. I'm not against bullets. I'm not even against people shooting each other. Shit, shooting somebody's part of the American dream. I don't care who it is. Parents, teachers, kids, fuck them. Let them get shot. Doesn't bother me. But speaking of mindless Hollywood cocksuckers,
I'd rather jerk off than bang whoopee. Wait a minute. Isn't that what you call it? Bang whoopee? You're listening to Rips and Raps. I'm your host, Nick Furious. We now bring you Pod People, a weekly artist spotlight where we showcase artists we know and love in our community. This week, as he's our guest, Bless Infinite of the Tubers. Hello, Bless. How are you?
I'm doing really well today, Nick. How are you?
I'm good, man. We're listening also to your production right now. This is one of your bangers, man. You're a very talented producer.
Well, thank you.
How long have you been doing the production side of music for?
Shit, man, like probably like 13 years, something like that. 15 years? I don't know. Since I was 18, what am I, 30? Yeah, we don't want to expose that.
We don't want to say how old. Because you're a young man still.
Yeah, very young and unavailable.
And unavailable.
Unfortunately.
There you go, ladies. You're just going to have to call off the search. I know that voice. You're getting...
Whoo. Yeah, it's like Barry White.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Well... You know, we go way back, and we'll talk about that later. We've represented in the past with music, but you know, you've pushed for a long time consistently as an artist and the Tubers as a group. How long has the Tubers been a group for?
Well, we're actually supposedly having a 15-year anniversary show this year.
Nice.
So yeah,
congratulations.
Almost 15 years have been around that crazy motherfucker.
You and
my
F Sharp, give it up.
My wonderful partner, F
Sharp.
No,
that's awesome.
He's
hey,
the homie.
Hey, that's it, man. Art comes from chaos. As an MC, to change direction, how long have you been doing that? About as long as you've produced, or different?
Yeah, no, I started making beats so I could have something to put my raps to. I started writing poetry when I was like 11, 13, and I started writing rhymes when I was like 16. Then I, you know, got a 4-track and a little sampler for like $300, and I started taught myself how to make beats.
So you stole that sampler?
No, I just stole a bunch of drugs.
Oh, okay, I knew there was a hoodlum factor.
Every rapper gets to start, though.
And keeps their, you know, head above water
sometimes.
Exactly,
like 50 cents.
Yeah, dude. Or like sometimes it's, 75 or even a dollar.
Yeah,
worth.
120.
So to the listeners, I mean, the Tubers has multiple albums and lots of merch and stuff. I know they can find it. Tubers.com, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Tubers.com, you know, and you can get our CD on all the, you know, online sources like iTunes, CD Baby, all that shit, SoundCloud, and I'm going to be releasing tons and tons of free stuff, Bless Infinite stuff, other artists, YouTubers, all kinds of projects for free and whatnot.
So. Am I allowed to even say you just had like a surprise visitor working on an EP with you in town? Are we allowed to talk about?
Yeah, we can talk.
So Elronius was in town hanging out with our man Bless here, and just real briefly, because we got a few more seconds, tell us about that real quick.
We were rolling back from tour, and we done a couple tours and a song or two, and we just decided to make an EP in like 4 days. So 169 splits later, we had a really tight project that we're going to be releasing real soon, so y'all look out for it.
That's freaking sweet. This is Bless Infinite. He represents for the Tubers. You're hearing him produce tonight, and you're hearing him rap, and you're going to hear some songs. Right now, we're going to take you back to when we were young. This is an old 6 Degrees track. Big ups to all the homies. Hockey Smash.
Fairy dust, it's a poison ivy. Don't crack every cage until you broke the seal, cause the contents can combust with an outcome that's surprising. Analyzing, not antagonizing, advertising the shy grinning at wise men. He tells me I can't be compromising my inner ideals, even though the idea is tantalizing, fantasizing about the times when I climb in the thighs then. You need to open up my eyes then. Just lay back and play the accordion from your navel to your eyelid, where the ice is cold as glances on ISIS. That sweet candy was priceless, opening endorphins like opiates and nitrous. And it's nights like this that offer future deterrences, cause lust foreshadows truth, the chance overrides occurrences. Vision gets blurred within the shallow sight of one night, not seeing the bigger picture that now outlines your whole life. It all started with a wink and wild contort and brief digits. Later on, a drink, sex, and sport, and your knees lifted. Ate the candy from the wrapper that was marked with 3 sixes. Now for the rest of your life, it's child support and a brief visit. But that flavor tasted so sweet, didn't it? Well, it was the first time you kissed death. Got your lips wet and trip steps, trying to hold on, but can't seem to get a hold or a grip yet.
See, her strangers have the best candy, but that shit can be deadly. Be sick and ill, red and urge-driven contagious when there's no medicine or remedy. Homeopathic or possibility for surgery. Tested by the sweet flavor and paid the price indefinitely. That's the configuring of the two-headed blind leading the blind, blind walking figurine. It all completes the scheme. For the stranger, the slang is candy that must be surprised. Close their eyes and ingest, feel the side effects while they digest. Bizarre butcher's candy had no list of ingredients, nutritional labeling or vitamin content, and let the taste of fade down. No waiting in an ambulance, that's why you should never get mixed up with situations that you know nothing of, like bright green glowing water to bathe in the tub. Too many will try their luck, but luck only lasts as long as fade toward an obviously temporary object having a permanent state. Take the time to evaluate and you won't get fade. Centered around the candy taste, the candy looks, sounds, smells, tastes, and feels great. But takes life when taken at a consistent rate, slowly but surely shuts down vital systems as the body needs to operate. So assess what you're fucking with. The chemical reaction can't be escaped. The chemical reaction can't be escaped.
Don't always go for the bait. First off, let me make a few things clear. Not every occurrence is as sincere as it appears. Plan seeks to harvest a hardy career. Make sure each day is healthy and productive. In retrospection, it seems that since my conception, Mom always imparted life's little lessons in incremental dosages that absorb like osmosis, forming a protective coating, cloaking my feelings, and creating a defense mechanism, giving me a superb point of vantage to assess all situations. To kill two birds with one stone is a clear case of consolidation. Each penny saved is a penny towards a fortune. Unless, of course, you're a day late, the dollar shortened. If at first you don't succeed, you must die trying. Try again. It's not a matter of the winning or the losing. It's all about how you work the angles. Never accept candy from a stranger. Avoid judging books by the looks of their cover. And never count your chips till they all hatch. Don't put your eggs in a single basket. All this really means is pay attention to your actions and avoid falling into oblivion. To an insect, a Venus flytrap looks enticing, but upon closer inspection, death is the only option.
Yo, this is me now, that was me then. Sometimes the illusion of the resolution of the solution. Raise your head to the sky and give praise to the gods of the day that we just moved. We can pray, get on your knees 6 times, it doesn't matter, praise Allah. Abdullah Ablagada, I'm fucking y'all up like some Ricada. Keys in y'all, motherfucking please me. Rips and raps, you can sneeze like you're sneezing. So go, go, gadget, ball sack in your mouth, Jack. I flap around and I get down in your mind, trapping it. Oh, up like Christmas presents or a mummy. You can call me Brendan Fraser, or you can call your mommy. I don't know why you be stripping it. Scrappy like a scrappy dog. Freestyling like an ant on a fucking log. Thanks to Bless for blessing this production. Thanks for Bless for blessing this insertion. And thanks to my man Dambo P for coming out to Rips and Rap 66. What we gonna bring?
Thanks to you motherfuckers wearing some tube socks. And thanks to my mama who just packed me a jukebox. I just gotta spit it on this with like two stars. Cause Big L and Biggie both were better than Tupac. I'm sorry I said it cause I shredded like lettuce. The most cats who rap on the radio is pathetic. You need to shut the fuck up and take another Vicodin. You need to take a hike again. I'm on the mic with friends.
Rips and raps, rips and raps, rips and raps.
I'm looking at the mirror like where your mom's at. I'm chilling in the studio recording on this podcast. I'm about to rip it and I'm not gonna do it slow. I'ma get back until your girl says ho. I hit it from the back and I rip it on the track. It's specific when I'm ripping and I spit it, take it back like it's black when the curtain be fading at the show. Yeah, we playing on the flow and I'm skating on your hoe. Yo, Nick, yo, where you at? You should get back to this mic and fucking rap. Cause I sound whack and I wish that I was black. And I don't know what to say, you can lick my nutsack.
I'm doing figure eights, going around in an infinity type solution secretion. Breast module, I'm lactating, bitches. Give me some more Medicaid for me to pay for myself. Obamacare gives you a chip. Do you care to find Obama chips with dip from Frito-Lay, Jay Leno? I don't give a shit about your headlines unless you got your letter.
Hey yo, we got the upper hand. I'ma kick some emo backpack shit that no one understands. Probably some stupid shit like it was Dose 1. You got some fucking marijuana, kid, we should smoke some. Light that shit up in your pipe. You'll get your bong in your bed and just get your fucking light. That's right, you're holding on my dick and your flow's just fucking stolen like it was your homie's bitch. What? Hey, sorry.
You're pretty awesome. Hey,
thanks.
Check out this next bit. We got some comedy. This is the one thing that doesn't musically belong to our friend Bless here, but man, those beats are banging. Got some comedy for you. Peep out George Carlin, and we'll be back with some more rips and raps after this.
One time I went shopping. You ever do this? I went shopping and I had no money and I forgot. You ever done that? Like, you ever just forget you're broke and like go eat a meal or something? And you realize, whoops. And I went like big, I went to this department store and I got like a fucking electric toothbrush and stuff. And the guy goes, $85. I was like, wow, I don't have any money. And he's like, you don't have enough? No, I don't have any. And where do you go from there, really? What's the next step from that? He didn't know either. He's like, you want to put some vitamins back? Is that what he's saying? Put them all back, I think. Got to keep marking a price down until you hit zero. Because that's what I got on me. Where do you do? I didn't know how to leave even. Like, all right, well, I'm all okay. I'm all set. I enjoyed picking this stuff out anyway. What do you do? You ever been that embarrassed in front of other people that you think there's no way they're not going to hate you for the rest of their lives? You ever just think you might as well just yell at cocksucker and run out the door? Like, that might be the only way to save face. Just go, cocksucker! And just run off. Because at least that's what they'll remember about you.
Thank you.
welcome to Intermission, episode 66, R&R, the Whistling Diction Program. That's right. I'm Nick Furious. Yo, my guest tonight, Bless Infinite of the Tubers. You've been hearing him. His production has been carrying us through, and it's now behind us as we're listening. Thanks for that. It's great. I love it.
Word. I'm glad you're feeling it.
I really do. I've always liked your production. Again, we go back quite a few years, and we'll talk some more on that. But I do want to give it up to Dambo. Dambo came all the way from the west side, right? I mean, you drove through traffic, Dan. You braved the elements.
Yeah, dude, I had to fight Alameda, fight I-25, and kind of stuff.
You said you fought off, was it a transvestite or an alligator, I think, or like a Godzilla creature?
It was kind of like a little bit of like a transsexual alligator. It was
That's
a little
what
weird.
I meant, more
like,
of a reptilian
that's
pretty hot.
Yeah, it sounds like the Republican convention.
That doesn't it, though?
It really does.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I'm not Republican. So, all right, so, but, you know, Dan here is going to give the world a hint on what you can do to keep your intake valves clean.
I can let you know, too. Come on.
Right. Go ahead, Bless. Go ahead and do that.
Yeah, let's hear your take on the intake valves there, Bless.
Well, you just want to, you know, let this dude tell you what's up, because I really have no fucking clue. My bad.
Alright, so realistically, like, I don't even think Nick knows what a fucking intake valve is.
I know.
So, like, I'm gonna talk some more literal, like, useful bullshit right now, Nick.
Okay, do it.
Like, you know, gas.
The mechanics of the show, Rips and Raps represented right here.
Yeah, like, gas prices are starting to come down. Like, that's cool, but we all know in the summertime they're gonna rape us in the ass again. Like,
it always hurts like
that. It really does. It does.
It always hurts.
Like, I was excited. I spent $3.09 at cash price at Latitude.
$2.97 I got.
Well, you know what? You know what? Come here. Let me clean your intake. Let me clean your intake valve.
So tell the people out there more about this phenomenon called the intake valve.
No, but real shit. Like, with cost gas and all that, you know, it may seem a little redundant, and all this garbage you hear on, like, TV and commercials about all your fuel economy and crap. But, like, check it. If you realistically, like, if you run, like, your tire pressures at what it says on the door and you make sure, like, your air filter's clean as shit, like, you actually get the optimal mileage you're going to get out of your ride. So there's my two cents.
So you
for
say,
the night.
So say, so reiterate, keep your intake valves clean, okay?
Realistically, yeah, it comes back to your intake valves being clean, dude.
Oh, man. So you said change your air filter. Air really matters when it comes to intake?
Yeah, if you think about it, your motor's like you and me, Nick.
Okay.
Like, so let's put it this way. You got a head cold, right? Your nose and, like, your mouth is going to be, like, your air filter, right?
Sound right.
So you're all congested. And
I can hardly breathe.
And you sound like me, and you're like, no, really.
No,
yeah.
Hey.
that was some other stuff causing that.
It wasn't my head cold at all. It was,
no.
It was, yeah.
But you figure, like, your head's like your intake, right, dude?
Right, okay.
Like, your air filter.
Right.
That shit's all clogged up. You can't breathe.
Right.
You can't breathe. You're all tired. You got bad efficiency. So you change that air filter like every 15,000 miles, you got a clean air filter, you can keep running smooth, you can breathe good, so is your car.
Fantastic.
Better gas mileage.
Dambo Price, everybody, give it up, man. You know what? You have a business plan in place. What are you trying to do in the next year?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on in the next year. I mean, I'm working over at the Quick Lane over at Don Chalmers. Y'all need work done on your ride. You
right.
want someone that knows what they're doing.
He does
Come
know.
See me. Come
Don
see
Chalmers.
Me. Yeah. All my DC boys out there, y'all are going to hear this.
That's
like Bob Turner with the no bull thing.
Yeah,
but yeah, we're close.
But
yeah, I got a lot of shit going on here in the next year. Like, I'm trying to get out of there. And me and a couple of buddies, we're opening up an off-road playground. Like, we're trying to find some good spot right now. And we're opening up an off-road playground. We're going to make it like B&N's little home venue
We're
going to
get off in that.
Yeah. Whenever they want to come play, they want to do something, be out loud and crazy all night long, they can do whatever they want. I ain't going to say no.
Well, thank you, Dan. Thanks for being a part of the show, too. You know, give it up for people that have dreams. They want to make them come true. They're working on it, and they have the passion behind it. I think it's great. Keep that up, and, of course, thanks for always supporting the crew, man. We appreciate you.
Oh, Nick, you know, you got it anytime, brother.
Let's give a shout-out to the crew. What up out there to Johnny and Mary and Epic and Greg and, you know, even Element 37 Heads and and all the ladies, Elena, and, you know, all the supporters, Alina, yourself, you know, to all the homies, Benjamin, you know what's up. So I do want to point out, though, that that these beats you're hearing right now are produced by our guest tonight, Bless Infinite, and so I hope if you like what you hear, he's taking donations starting at 1 million pesos for each of the beats featured on the show. But the highest bidder, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how it's going to go, right? I mean, we're auctioning them off next Tuesday on some blog site. I'll find out more. But yeah, if you want to give us money, just send it to me, and I'll make sure he gets it, okay, in pesos.
So, how many pesos did you say?
I said 1 million pesos.
That's all I can
afford to divulge at this time.
Well,
at this
time, you realize that's going to be a lot of money now.
Hey, at this time.
The first 100 downloads, I'm going to put it in the intake valve.
It's going to clean you up.
Yeah, there you go.
No, you should, though. Go to tubers.com. You're listening to Rips and Raps, episode 66. Catch me every Wednesday, or get on ripsandraps.podomatic.com to stream it. Download it through your iTunes browser. And additionally, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/theliteraryunderground. And this is the second half of episode 66. Thank you so much for being a part. Make sure you hit the share button. Share, share, share.
The Rob Mike, catching fireflies at twilight. No echoing the mind, way beyond the eyesight. The finite, it wasn't present in our brains. Locked together in the warm summer rain, and now it's all changed. It's like the world turned to details and cell phones and iPods and all these types of emails. And she sails her broken ship so far away, and I'm gonna break her off, but I'm just waiting for the day that I can hit it. And every time you light me out, we lit it, and I got a mic, it's plugged in, I'm about to spit it. My teeth is hella gritted like I just took some sassy, and I'm gonna get the mic and pass it back, cause it's just classy. Back in the day, the rap that we slay up inside with Oliver. Yeah, that's right, now it's all inside. You wanna swallow her, swallow it whole. You wanna follow the load, and next morning hit me up. You wanna call and propose, oh.
Annoying to you, you had to go back and redial it. Put your finger in the middle, press that little thing down. It was annoying, but now the technology is always pervasive, and it sits in my pocket next to my nutsack. Baby making machine gets affected by the electricity and the gleam of this technology. I don't understand why we need it so bad, cause it really just disconnects us all from ourselves. Yo, my community is what it's about. Yo, Bless. Yo, this is what it's about, man. Thanks for being in the studio, man.
Coming off of technology shit, huh?
Smoke some weed, baby.
Are we gonna smoke another bowl? Are we gonna get it down like the girls with open toes? I got this shit up on the ground. I gotta hit the sound. I gotta spit around. I ain't gonna wait for tomorrow. Yo, I gotta do it now. Ain't no time to procrastinate. Pushing up the rock like Sisyphus. I'm passing back to Nick to hit, so he can roll another split. Now the kid is furious. Yo, Cat, I am serious. This monkey's hella curious, and do it, I'm delirious. One time for your mind, and two times for your flows. I just drank some scissor when I'm kicking on these flows. And I wanna get a bigger brain, and I wanna get more money and higher than Rick James and Lil Wayne. So I'ma spit it from the brain, and I'ma spit it from the top, and I'm gonna get the acid falling from the sky and the raindrops. So the pain stops, I'm rocking on the mic in the same spot. When the ink blots, I think lots, I pass it off, thanks a lot, peace, yo.
I don't know what it's for, so I
all, it's all that I have is this music, 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 yeah, it's all that we got, this music is just all that we got, it's all that we got.
Yeah, music is just all that we got, I said the music is just all that we got, yeah, yeah. I guess the music is everything that I got. It's more definitive than everything I've seen on this spot. It's my future, it's my present, and it's also my past. And it's the questions that I love when you laugh. I love when you ask. I'ma take it back, kinda like old school. Bring it like this, and I'm serving up soul food. Back in the day when we didn't have no rules, and now we just in the lab and we old fools. Chilling, drinking a little bit and smoking something. But you know, I never really broke with nothing. As long as I got music in my heart, I'm gonna feel satisfied from the end back to the start with it.
I need some music in my life. If I didn't have it, I would probably be walking around, banging my head, trying to figure out a solution and figure out while I'm not already dead. But I got what I do, very deep inside of me. It's like you do what you do. It's like a voodoo taking a hold of me. Nothing I can do, so just you pack me in the Nissan. I'm moving up like Mazda, I'm on this Honda. I'm getting out the Chevy Ford trucks of California. So escalate your impound vehicle to get smashed, because I take it to another level with bass and bass. And your face is like your face is a nation, with all this political rhetoric that we hear with me. Just bastard and basted, and all the facts that are not really displaced when they are made for your hearing pleasure. It's Wag the Dog. Next on this episode, right here, I want to introduce a song from my man. It's called Zombie Fingers, right?
Yeah,
tell us real quick, who's on this track, man?
Track I produced myself, Dope City Saints, which is Word Up, and Kazi from Oakland, also Elronius from the Bay from Oakland,
okay.
And then Godsend and Wake Self.
Wow,
yeah.
It's quite a lineup. This, I don't know if it's an exclusive here on Rips and Raps, but you're about to check out a dope track from the Tubers Music Group. You know, hey, let's call it a world premiere right here. It's called Zombie Fingers. Keep out the full track, and we'll see you back here in just a second. Keep it locked where you're at.
Yo. Look out for Elronius. Tubers dropping soon.
Yo, what's up? This is Les Infinite.
And F Sharp.
From the Tubers crew.
Representing Rips and Raps. Whistling Diction.
This be a ode to the future for you hip-hop fiends. With a bag full of beats, rocking thrift shop jeans. Gotta grind on the wheels in the gridlock dream. Weaving through the wax till the kit got clean. From the dirt to the play, not Melrose Place. Feet to the street, gotta sell those grapes. Cats spitting on the floor till they elbows break. Bend down since they first got their shell toes laced. And it's on till the sun hits the break of the dawn. Making it strong, hustle till the paper is on. Fifth stop, we doing that impossible mission. Dropping the switch to lick up on the popsicle stick.
Yo, in these times of change, me and my crew thrive high and aim to revive the game. Things and times and lanes and move at they place. Life too real, stress got you losing that weight. In our city, the price of life all gritty. Shit, you ain't gotta earn these stripes to walk with me wicked. Science and time and I sew in the rhyme. Perhaps you can understand for just a moment in time about the things we know but can't mention this. American dream kills, but I ain't flinching word. I rock this shit for the thrill. If you ain't ill, let me further demonstrate what you can't feel.
Uniform, white tee and Nike clean. Kids in the street wanna be just like me. I'm no role model, but better than the dope who flow hollow low. Keep a whack and see in my scope. Known to keep a blunt and tree tucked away in my leather coat. For my team, I play the anchor role like Heather Holmes. At home or on the go, we represent the code. Bold path be paved where lanes could never go. Spoken like a pro stove, no more foes but flow. Known to choke those out of pocket like yo-do. Mo-mo, dirt road, dark with my hoodie on. Roll another chop and blow, doper than that Cali.
Hey yo, here's the situation. Idiocy, mama find my lullaby. Zombie fingers chopping beats. I've been known to rock it deep once upon a time or three. For the life of me, amplify my mic a piece. Flow sound strong, plus a song is a weapon. Float around the desert off a chopping New Mexican. Stay freshin' with the way that we connectin' on my bay hide. Every place that I step in. Mr. Epinesin on the quest to seek the message. Put that on my anything, spit it clean westward. Definition rare, LR with the smoke machine. Stay open, seen from the open scene.
Yo, these cats bang, doing
doing our damn thing on a fresh blessed knocker. It's the Southwest and Cali Connect office. Rolling East Mountain choppers, lounging in rockers in the North Valley. And props to the tubers for keeping it moving so often. Now we off in the dope city, Choptoberfest, smoking, choking, transposing text that you and your people always know is next. From the O out west, down south we're bound and blessed. We house the sound obsessed with a thousand styles to invest. And also leaving seeds so we can see our seeds proceed and leave. So easily we see the greed, bringing dreams in lesson 16. Poetic professors, professing schemes, getting green. Rolling raw papers and rubber bands for my fam and me.
Yo, I see they try to copy our flavor, but the mail functions in your module's major, son. I'm doing my labor, chopping rotten zombie limbs apart. Prices are negotiable, the info's on the business card. Corpses are disposable, no witnesses or harm can be self-preserved and sent. For an additional charge, I'll be rolling a bomb leaf, look like a zombie index. They always run up on me, but we share no common interest. Is this some sort of poorly done horror flick? How many into the stories to force to crack your master porcelain? Zombie fingers, a new height, kinda like an opiate. A little different when you hit it, just inhale and hold it in.
Thanks a lot.
okay. Yeah. I wanna play some more badminton. They call me Rambo, and I'm all up on you like a ramble kitten. Yeah, maybe I'm feral, maybe I'm Colin, or maybe I'm Will Ferrell. Colin Hanks in an unapparel, under the dome and under the sparrow, under the mark of the beast, and people know that we marrow, we worry, we forgive it, we worry. You gotta get down, we weave a wobble in the flow with the soul right now. We impound with hip hopper. Yo, I'm the big papa, rap a lot. Yo, I'm the big papa smurf. You gotta get down, turf with the surfing turf. Yeah, my shit is like, what the fuck do you say right there? Yeah, I'm like a nerf, cause I'm all squishy, but I can throw the long bomb. You better get ready for Suicide Kings. I'm Christopher Walken, Christopher Reeves, I'm Christopher moving and bitten the leaves. Christopher, man, you better be ready to please. Big Papa, again, the references mount up. Yo, furious on this microphone, this encounter of a third to kind.
Yeah. You named off like Christopher Columbus, Christopher Titus, Christopher Columbus, I'm like all kinds of Christophers, bro.
Thank God, dude.
My name's Chris, DJ Chris, fucking Chris Webster, motherfucking Chris Cross in the motherfucking house.
Coming up tomorrow.
Check it out.
X24.
I'm ripping your wallet. I'm Biggie Small Shot like Christopher Wallace.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
And I'm sick when you frolic. All you wanna do is get my dick when you swallow. That's right, you know I'm bluffing, because it just made you drink a whole fucking bottle of Robitussin. How did that shit taste? Kinda like when I dropped sperm drops on your face. I'm sorry, I can't help it.
Dropped it.
Yo.
Dropped it.
This dude may inspires me to talk shit, so
dropped
I thought that was the
dropped
purpose.
It.
Hey, so Dan, what should we rap about? Because Dan gotta pick the topic.
That's right, Dan.
Yeah, Dan.
Not even a clue.
Speak up, Dan.
No, I really don't have any idea.
And well,
I'm sorry.
He's sorry. Yeah, I'm part cheesy. Welcome to Monopoly, where people get it easy on the Baltimore Atlantic Avenue status. But yo, I'm all getting that boardwalk in Park Place. I'm Clark Kent up in your face. Peter Parker went up in the zone. I'm in the fin of bone. I'm a Armageddon. I got you motherfuckers ripping. I'm wetting you out, y'all. Listen up, we got it all, it's like Helter Skelter. Look at the sculpture, sitting on the wall. It's a gargoyle of death and destruction, looking at you down with despair. I can't understand my underwear. It's tied up in bunches and munches like little Herman Munsters, bitches.
What? Oh. I just hit the slip, barely stayed high. The rappers make you cry like a Mary J. Blige. And when they grab the mic, they got a very gay vibe. I don't want to say, but it makes me want to sigh. That's right, like they caught a silly gay virus. Miley Cyrus is a slut, son of Billy Ray Cyrus. Son, actually, she's twerking and a daughter. All I want to do is take her and slaughter. Sorry, I said it. Yo, your rap is pathetic. I hit your fucking garage band and hit edit. Yeah, we break it back to the old school. You can't rap just because you own a program of Pro Tools. No, that's not exactly how it goes. Cause me and Nick Fury, we all veterans with flow. We OGs. We get high when we smoke weed. We be parting up like Moses when there's no C. So y'all can see it, verse like a D. And coming back, yo, I ain't rehearsing on these beats. It's not some shit I read premeditated. Nah, this is some shit y'all cats get educated. 6 degrees got separated. Peace.
Yeah, yo, thanks for listening to episode 66 of Rips and Raps and the Whistling Diction programming it. Yeah, we got another great track for y'all. It's coming up in just a second. We got one more track from Blessy on a record called Ride On with the W-R-I-T-E. So listen to the track and be free. So, now you gotta flow. I'm Frodo frolicking through the motherfucking crystals. Dimethyl crystal methyl anomine. Ranomine like renal anomine like ranomine. I don't even know what the fuck it means. Rips and raps, man, it gleams and it shines and cleans like a car when we washed it at the B&N fundraiser car wash. Get ready for the video, Crossfire! The last track on this podcast we're going to play from Bless is called Right On. Check it out, Bless Infinite, Rips and Raps.
Some write Dickens, some write wrong. Some write novels up all night long. Rain on the windowpane, dim light on. And hail the change and write songs. Been dropping on the pages since the demon was young. Every corner of the sheet had a beam of the sun. Here is a life for a reason enough. Like mom getting cancer and a femur and lungs. And life ain't fair, but it's cool to me. As long as I can drop a 1, a 2, and a V. Only weapon in possession is the tool to write. And the most important thing that we do in our life. Some write tickets and some write wrong. Some write novels up all night long. Rain on the windowpane, dim light on. And hail the
probably never heard of me. I certainly prefer to be that obscurity, currently purging impurities, and all I got left is no kind of regrets. And nothing goes right on the wrong side of the fence. I'm convinced in the rhymes where I find content. Not a down-to-earth guy, I stay high in the wind. Like a moth to a flame or a lighter to split. The earth will die by fire if I retire from this.
There's only one way to go down that road. You travel alone, deep in the cut, the darkness knows only one. Look at my folly, my friend.
Right On by Bless Infinite. And who else was on that track, man?
Dirty Spoons is on that track.
Dirty Spoons.
F Sharp does a verse. Kali plays bass and whistles. And yeah, someone else is on there too, I think, but I forgot. I mean, oh yeah, I think I'm on there or some shit.
I think you're on there. I mean, I'm pretty
man,
sure.
Someone else though, but I forgot who it was.
Very tight, very inspiring track. Again, Right On, R-I-T-E is in to write.
Can you turn this beat down so I can't even hear it? Like Pootie Tang, we can do a little Pootie Tang thing on the end here, at the end of the show. You seen Pootie Tang?
Pootie Tang? No, Pootie I've Tang. Never seen. You've just totally zoomed.
All the Pootie Tang heads out there.
You just threw me for a loop.
You know what I'm saying.
What the fuck is he talking about?
Yeah.
I could not, if you explained it to me, maybe. But see, right here, we're live, so we have no way to edit anything that you're...
Oh, yeah, we ain't editing
anything.
Yeah, I thought you turned the beat up so I could hear it when I rap.
No, we're not rapping over this.
We're just talking shit.
We could rap, I suppose.
Yeah, but Pootie Tang's that old movie, you know, Chris Rock's in it.
I do know the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pootie Tang's a man.
But
you don't even need sound when you put that shit. You turn down the board, no beat, no vocals, he's that tight.
Come out tomorrow or tonight, I guess Wednesday night, to Blackbird Bouvet to check out the Aki Memorial Show. With lots of great artists, Broken Breadwinner, myself and Epic as Superhumans, Soul Soup is going to be there, Essex the African as well, big up Essex, Living Proof, a lot of cool heads and a lot of cool people representing for Aki, tonight, Wednesday night, man, so hopefully we're all down there now.
It's a good cause, yeah, everyone can get down there for that one, and next Wednesday, come to Burt's Tiki Lounge, the final show at Burt's with yours truly, and bunch of other dope heads, and Burt's is closing on the 25th, so if you ever been to that shitty ass bar,
go out,
say goodbye to it, you know?
Go say goodbye, go check. This is what, the 25th?
23rd is the 23rd. Show, and they close on the 25th, and I'll be selling vegan burritos and giving out free Red Bulls to the first 100 guests. So, come through.
This is the disclaimer that Rips and Raps is not to stand by the said offer made by Bless here. Yes, also, Saturday night, Neds come out, Band with No Name with Just Lazarus and Double Plow. It's no cover. It should be fun. Just a chill time. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of artists. I see a lot of things happening. Just go out and do something. Get out there and support local stuff. Because if you don't, you're going to sit at home.
I mean,
and
just at least go for a walk or something. You know what
I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's all beautiful out there, you know?
It's all nice, huh?
So my guest tonight has been Bless. We've had Dambo Price as well. I'd like to thank you, gentlemen, for episode 66. We want to, here in a minute, we want to send a shout out to Aki by playing the song Aki Smash, produced by Dynamic or Dom Life, and with a lot of dope rappers. We're going to play that as the final song today on the episode, just to kind of give it up. But every single beat you've heard so far, minus the money, 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 belongs to this man, Bless, right here. And every single rap you heard belongs to us. And every single great idea came from Dambo Price, everybody. Dambo Price. Yes, right. Dambo.
In the place. In the
Dambo.
House. Dambo. In the house. Actually,
hit him up on Facebook, ladies. He is single.
Yeah.
He likes crackers.
He likes crackers and cheese. Cheesy crackers.
Just add an S.
Hey, but so much respect to Aki. It has been a long time, and we miss you. One love, man. Thanks for coming. Rips and Raps, episode 66.
One love.
You are in my heart now, laying the track.
You are
in my mind's eye, sketching the map.
You are
in the wind chime, sampling free, the gentlest breeze, so easily related to me.
You were
my best man, you're the reason I'm rapping.
You were
the best friend that I prayed would happen.
She will
be looked after, man, I'm stepping to bat.
They will
be looked after, I promise you that.
You were
be in my dreams and out on the road.
You have
left the streets all paved with gold.
You will
be represented everywhere on the globe for taking control and breaking the mold to save souls.
It takes one soul to show truth divine. It took one man to pave the roads we find. Could be gone in a flash or a blink of an eye, but nothing fades away, my friends just look to the sky. My brother and I paid dues to the process. No negative conscience, never caught in the nonsense. Taught by his actions, I keep smashing. Keep our memories close, photographic rehashing. From here to Tucson, we kept the loop on. Always made our crew strong, your life song gets mixed on. You're forever freestyling the heavy beat. I got a big hug for the next time we meet.
With a feel cursed and that everything's wrong, I know I'm blessed cause I can call you my friend. I don't know exactly what happens after we're gone, but I know that I'll see you again. Nothing ever ends, art to redemption. That's an arrow tipped in light. It gets so bright when it hits that it ends the night. And though it just ain't right when someone leaves too early, whenever I call out your name, I just pray that you heard me. I see smash out of mouth like it's a new world mantra. Wish I could control more and say goodbye proper. Yeah, my heart and the music that kept us together. Always love you, Steve, okay, I forever.
We're positively building from a father and his children. Offer an honorable skill and strongest of our feelings. I keep saying, go with Godspeed ahead. Beyond my three, you know we'll rock beats again. We're dropping up the chance and blossom in the wind. The song is never gone with the bond of our friends. One of the best and the most balanced as they come. We know he's up in heaven, we're styling up with puns. Smiling over us as we're rhyming on the drums. Enlightenment with love, shining vibrant with the sun. This is the truth, you are living, it's proof forever. Apply this music for medicinal use together.
He's man among boys, angel amongst humans. Live by his actions, his wordplay start a revolution. What you saw was what you got with the arc, no misconstruing. His abrupt departure from our lives was way too soon. In 99, emerged on the scene, started making memories. Manifesting the aliens, absorbed in 6 degrees. We were crew, we were friends, and we were family. We built it and they came like a field of dreams. Now we gather together, tethered to your positive force. A visionary in sorts, off the chart with your thoughts. And for you, I'll always carry a torch, torch. Evermore, I'll leave a light on for you on the porch.
There's no shadow of a doubt, your spirit still walks about. When I started writing this, my light bulb flickered out. Telling me life is fleeting, death doesn't ring a bell. God bless you, angels keep you company as well. You're still here, unseen by untrained eyes. These answers eternally to words of the wise. I've got songs, flyers, a picture of your face. Some memories, you were true, a living human race. A man amongst men, smashing every function. My fight champion, man, that was something. Every ounce of respect that you had was earned. So much love, I didn't get a chance to return.
www.freesfx.co.uk as well as www.grsite.com.